You're on.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regular scheduled meeting of the Land Use Committee. Tuesday, October 16, 2012, 7 p.m. We're in the Alderman Chamber. I am the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Ted Esmahan from Ward 3. With me at the start of the meeting tonight, we have from the committee Alderman Susan Albright, who's Alderman Lark from Ward 2, Alderman Dick Crossley, who's the Alderman Lark from Ward 5, Alderman Mark Laredo, who's the Alderman Lark from Ward 7. Also at the start of this evening's meeting, we have Alderman Lark, Alderman Fuller from Ward 7, who's not a member of the committee. With us tonight, city staff, we have the full Monty here.
I know, really.
Linda Newkin, our committee clerk. Next to her is Candace Davis, who's the director of planning. Next to her, Gary Hebert. Hebert.
Like the candy?
That's okay.
I'm asking my name all the time. Gary Hebert, who's our peer reviewer on traffic. Next to him is Weedy Young, who is our associate city solicitor, and behind her is Bob Wyatt, who is our assistant solicitor, both of whom will be here at the block party tonight. Also with us at the beginning of tonight's meeting from the Planning and Development Board, I'm going to let Mr. Ganache introduce himself and his committee member, or board member, and then I'll explain what we're doing tonight. So go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman Esmahan. My name is David Benet. I am treasurer of the City Community Planning and Development Board. The last member standing, we have to get back to the state. We do not have a quorum. And for that reason, we will not be conducting our own public hearing contemporaneously with that of the Land Use Committee. Instead, we will hold a separate public hearing on this, on the VA Normandy Riverside LLC MBTA petition for change of zone. And that public hearing will take place on Monday, December 3 at 7 p.m. in room 209 in City Hall.
Just as a reminder, the public hearing to be held by the Planning and Development Board is going to be held on December 3rd. That will be advertised as we notice due to the schedule change. You will hear me say this a number of times tonight as people come in. I just want to make clear from the get-go this evening that I'm not going to entertain any motions to close the public hearing tonight. There's a number of reasons for that. I could lie to you and say it's because it's a presidential debate at 9 o'clock, or that I really want to get home and watch the Tigers demolish the Yankees. But the truth of the matter is, we planned this a long time ago, and in order to give the public a fair opportunity to review the plans and comment on them, and then comment on what I anticipate will be some additional information coming in, we're going to hold a public hearing open. And I'm not sure that'll be until the date to be determined, but it will give people a second chance to come back. If you speak tonight, you can speak again on that night. If you don't speak tonight, or if someone can't be here tonight, they're welcome to come back. But I do want to make sure people understand that from the beginning, so that if you feel rushed or you're dying to get out of here, don't worry. We will have another opportunity and to continue this public hearing, so you get your chance to be heard. That is probably the most important thing to me and members of the committee and city staff here, is that the public has an opportunity to be heard on this very important project. So, without further ado this evening, our items on for this evening, we're going to take these up in conjunction with one another. Petition number 258-12, PH Normandy Riverside LLC, Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority. Petition for a change of zone to mixed-use three transit-oriented district for a portion of land located at 327 Grove Street, also identified as Section 42, Lot 11, Lot 3A, currently zoned public use. Secondly, we have petition number 28-12, RMS2, DH Normandy Riverside LLC, Massachusetts Patriots Protection Authority petition for a special permit, site plan approval, to construct between mixed-use, transit-oriented developments, including an office building of approximately 225,000 square feet, a residential building containing 290 apartments and 5,000 square feet retail space, a three-story building containing approximately 15,000 square feet of retail space, and approximately 8,000 square feet of community space, and related site improvements to permit office use on the ground floor, medical office use, retail and personal establishments of more than 5,000 square feet, eating and drinking establishments of more than 5,000 square feet, retail banking and financial services and other club establishments on the ground floor, and reduce minimum setbacks, side setback of office building, and front setback of retail community building, parking facility design standards include stall deck, maneuvering space for installs, minimum width for entrance and exit driveways, camping stalls, number of required off-street loading facilities, design standards are same, landscape seating requirements, servicing and curbing requirements, and one-foot candle lighting at 327 Grove Street, Ward 4, Lambs, SDL, 42-11-3A, containing approximately 9.4 acres of land in a proposed mixed-use 3 transit-oriented zone district. I see that we have Mr. Bookbinder here. The way that we do these things is I allow the petitioner or his representative to go first. They will be giving a presentation. At the conclusion of the presentation, I've asked all of them to hold their questions until they conclude. I will allow questions to the aldermen. And at that point, once all the questions have been asked, and either answered or the petitioner needs to go back and get answers, I will open it up to public comment. And I'll explain a little bit more about that when we get to it, but just to let you know. So, Mr. Bookbinder, I understand you need about 45 minutes for your presentation. You kind of talked about this in advance. I'm not going to go a little further. Let her rip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Stephen Bookbinder. I'm an attorney with the law firm Schlesinger and Bookbinder, with offices at 1200 Walnut Street in Newton. I am here this evening representing the petitioner, D.H. Normandy Riverside, LLC. Justin Krebs, who is the principal of Normandy, I expect to join us shortly. He asked me to apologize for his absence at the beginning of tonight's proceedings. He is in need of where the Riverside, where the Normandy project is needed and is due to be voted upon by the Board of Selectmen this evening, but he does have to join us shortly. With me this evening are Tiara Boyd, Yvette, and Brian O'Connor, Q3, our architects, Sean Angelo Smith and Graham Dean, our landscape architect, Rich Holder and Randy Marsh of the Nest Haven and Breslin Inc. are civil engineers and traffic consultants, respectively. Jake Engler and Andrew Kay of Criterion Development Company, LLC, Normandy's partner in the residential portion of the development. Kevin Bailey of ABC One, our project manager. Larry Pratt of RKG Associates, Inc., which prepared our fiscal impact report. And Marty Healy of Goodwin Proctor, my co-counsel. Our appearance before you this evening culminates approximately 4 years of work on this project. During that time, the developer and its representatives have had numerous meetings with neighborhood groups, including meetings at the Hamilton school site and several at Williams School. And we've also worked over a large portion of that time with the RSNC, the Riverside Station Neighborhood Coalition, which was formed to coalesce the three neighborhoods abutting the project. And it's been very helpful for us to have that one group with which to interact, and I appreciate their cooperation over this period of time. That group is chaired by Lynn Sweet and Bill Winky, both of whom are here this evening. I'm going to provide a brief overview of the project, and then I'm going to ask Tamara and Shauna to describe the design of the development in greater detail. Rich is then going to discuss civil engineering issues. Randy will review traffic. Larry Clatter will talk about the fiscal impacts, and I'm going to run through the relief requested and then talk about some of the public benefits. The next slide shows the existing condition of the site. I think all of you are familiar with it, but just so that we're all clear. This is Grove Street here. This is the condominium complex where Lynn and some of the neighbors who are here tonight live. This is the Woodland golf course right here. This is the CD connector road in Route 95. Behind the proposed site is the MBTA storage facility and beyond that the Charles River, and to the right the Riverside Center Business Park. The next shot just gives you a glimpse of the existing parking lot, and this is actually the location, this area here, where the development is being proposed. With regard to the development, again, to orient you, the Hotel Indigo, that parcel is shown here in orange. The proposed development parcel, which is approximately 9.4 acres, is shown here in yellow. The green shows the location of the proposed MBTA intermodal transportation facility, which is not part of this project in the sense of seeking relief for it, but it will be something that will be done under the auspices of the T, and of course, will work in conjunction with this project. And behind it, of course, is the T yard, which will remain in the T station over here. In terms of what we're proposing, Normandy is proposing one office building of 10 stories with 225,000 square feet of office space. It will have 571 parking spaces, garage spaces. There will also be a second building that will have 290 apartment units, which will include 44 affordable units, satisfying the city's inclusionary zoning ordinance, representing 15% of the units. I will go through them, but the numbers of studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms are all shown. And this, of course, is also included in our application and supporting materials. There will be 441 parking spaces associated with this building. There will then be, as the chairman noted when he was reading the legal notice, 20,000 square feet of retail, of which 5,000 will be incorporated into the residential building. The other 15,000 will be in the third building we're proposing on the first floor, with an 8,000 square feet of community space on the second floor. And on the site as a whole, there's 181,400 square feet of open space. At this time, I would like to introduce Tamara and Shauna to discuss the design of the development in more detail.
Thank you, and while you're coming to the podium, I just need to announce that we've been joined by committee members, Alderman Colin Merrill, Alderman of Larch from Ward 1, Alderman Greg Schwartz, Alderman of Larch from Ward 6, and Jay Harney, who's the Ward Alderman from Ward 4. Members of the committee also been joined by Brian Yates, who is an Alderman of Larch from Ward 5, but not a member of the committee. And we've been joined by the Vice Chairman of the committee, Alderman of Larch from Ward 8, Mitch Fishman. Ladies.
Thank you very much. We're really happy to be here tonight. We wanted to start with our goals and objectives for the project. So on the master plan and architecture side, it's a transit-oriented mixed-use project. We want to create sensitively scaled residential and retail buildings along Grove Street, which is a scenic way. The project includes an office building along the highway, 100% LEED certified buildings, and creating a network of pedestrian, bike paths, and open space to provide a sense of place for the project. And on the side of the open space, our first goal, and probably our most important goal, is to provide outdoor amenity space, not only for the site residents and tenants, but very significantly for the transit users and the neighboring communities. Also to enhance pedestrian and bicycle movement between the site and to the site. And then to improve the quality and to decrease the quantity of stormwater runoff, both through an increase, a substantial increase in flooded area on the site and through certain site features such as rain gardens, which we'll discuss later. And then to use the plant palette with an appropriate mix of native and adapted species. Now we'll zoom in and start describing the specific areas of the project. The first area that we're going to look at is the plaza, what we refer to as the plaza area. And that area is located along Grove Street on the east side of the site, adjacent to the Riverside development, close to the pedestrian entrance to the T, and then immediately to the north is the MBTA intermodal garage project. So zooming in, Grove Street is still along the bottom, the end of the pedestrian entrance to the T up to the top on the right-hand side, the MBTA project above us, and then part of our project is a retail building on the left-hand side. On the ground level is retail, on the second floor is community space, and one can see the entrance to the community space in that location. We designed the project both to facilitate easy pedestrian movement through the project from both the west and the east towards the T entrance, but also as a destination place with pedestrian amenities, such as in this area a spray fountain for children that is active in the summer, surrounded by seating that kind of brackets the play area and defines an enclosure of the space. The left-hand side is outside of the retail and outdoor seating and shade trees, a large lawn area, and then rain gardens in this location and this location, which we intend to be thought as stormwater systems, but also as planting the species that